Good morning. I'm Rachel Dornhelm. This is the California Report. The state is taking new action against wage theft. Controller John Chung and the state labor commissioner unveiled the pilot program Operation Pay Up yesterday. It's aimed at helping low-wage employees who receive only partial paychecks or are forced to work off the clock. Chung says the state will now increase calls for restitution or file lawsuits against employers who withhold wages. The race to replace Controller Chung is a tight one. It's between Republican Fresno Mayor Ashley Swearengen and Democratic Board of Equalization member Betty Yee. The California Report Sacramento Bureau Chief Scott Detrow takes a look at the contest as part of our Election Watch 2014 coverage.
State controller is a pretty technical job. It's basically California's bookkeeper, administering payroll, keeping track of money, and sitting on a whole lot of boards. But speaking to KQED's forum, Fresno Mayor Ashley Swearengen said she sees the position as a platform to do bigger things.
The CFO of the state should have a larger voice and a louder voice when it comes to recommendations and analysis of policy and things that our legislature and our governor are considering as it relates to finances.
Betty Yee agrees. And one thing she's promising to weigh in on is tax reform. Yee, a member of the board that administers the state's taxes, told Forum she'll push to overhaul the whole system.
We're one of the few large states that does not tax services, and at the same time that we look at broadening that base to bring the rate down. But obviously, we can't do tax reform just isolated to one type of tax. I would like to really have a conversation about opening up the entire tax system, because we also have a very, very small base responsible for paying the overwhelming share of our income taxes.
But whether or not the next controller is able to create a bully pulpit for fiscal issues, she'll have a lot of technical problems to deal with. An audit earlier this year found a lot of major problems in the office's own accounting under termed-out incumbent John Chung, even though the controller is supposed to serve as a fiscal watchdog for the rest of the state. And the computer system that processes state payroll has been criticized as hopelessly out of date. Yee says she'd fix the problems.
Computers at work, absolutely. And one thing I can say with some experience and authority is that sometimes the state doesn't admit what it doesn't know when it comes to technology.
Yee says she has a deep knowledge of California's state finances. In addition to her position on the Board of Equalization, she served as a top budget advisor to Governor Gray Davis. Swearengen has a different type of experience. She touts her two terms as Fresno's mayor.
I've had 6 years in the chair that is accountable for all the decisions, for the performance of the staff when things go well, when things don't go well. I'm the one who has to cast the vision, deploy the resources, manage the team.
California Republicans view Swearengen as a rising star, someone who could one day be the face of the state party. Of course, Betty Yee is doing her best to make sure that doesn't happen. For the California Report, I'm Scott Detrow in Sacramento.
Advocates for California's inmates are praising an agreement by state prison officials. KQED's Peter John Schuler reports it ends the policy of segregating inmates by race during lockdowns.
The agreement settles a class action lawsuit filed in 2008. Under its terms, California's prisons will abandon the controversial racial segregation practice for controlling violence after a riot or other prison incident. Instead, officers can lock down every inmate in an affected area or individual inmates based on behavior or gang affiliation. Rebecca Evanson is with the Berkeley-based Prison Law Office.
The department's new approach is to treat people like individuals. That's the right approach. It's an approach that every other prison system in the country uses, and it's one that can both keep the prison safe and impose a fair rule.
A corrections official says the department has been working on the changes reflected in the agreement for the past 2 years and began implementing them in May. The settlement now goes to a federal judge for final approval. For the California Report, I'm Peter John Schuler.
Researchers have found a genetic variant in Latina women that reduces their risk of developing breast cancer. The California Report's health reporter April Domboski explains why the finding published in the journal Nature Communications is important for women of all races.
Scientists have long known that Latina women have lower rates of breast cancer compared to African American and white women. They pointed to lifestyle and environmental factors to explain why. Now scientists at UC San Francisco have found a genetic variant plays a significant role, too. Lead author Laura Ferraman says women with this variant are 40 to 80% less likely to develop the disease. She says that discovery could lead to new drugs that help all women.
It might even give potential hints of treatments for breast cancer that would take what this variant is doing into account and try to mimic it.
She says women who have the variant can still get breast cancer and should continue to get regular screenings. For the California Report, I'm April Dymbosky.
There are just 14 priests serving the tens of thousands of Chaldean Catholics who emigrated from Iraq to the western United States. This week, a church leader in Iraq suspended half of those priests, including two in San Diego. KPBS reporter Megan Burke says California Chaldeans are appealing the decree all the way to the Vatican.
The decree came to St. Peter Cathedral in the eastern part of San Diego County, where about 70,000 Iraqi Chaldeans have settled. The orders listed 10 priests who fled violence in Iraq and started churches in their new homes. The letter said they were to go back to Iraq or face suspension. The reason? The church never officially approved their moves. Mark Arabo is a national spokesman for the Iraqi Chaldean community, some 250,000 strong nationwide. He says ongoing violence in Iraq has displaced thousands of Catholics and other religious minorities.
And we were very clear in saying these 10 priests are not sacrificial lambs. We're not going to let them be sent back like cattle to a slaughter, because in Iraq right now, they're slaughtering priests. They're slaughtering people. They're bombing churches. And this man wants to send him back.
Arabo says the suspensions will significantly disrupt services in San Diego. Chaldean churches in Santa Ana, Riverside, Turlock, and Sacramento are also affected. The regional church leader, Bishop Sarhad Jamo, is appealing to Pope Francis in Rome. For the California Report, I'm Megan Burks in San Diego.
And that's the California Report for Friday, October 24th, a production of KQED Public Radio. Our engineer is Danny Bringer, with additional engineering by Howard Gelman and Seal Muller. Our interns are Adiza Egan and Isaac Silk. The director is Guy Marzorati. The producer is Nina Thorson. The editors this week were Polly Stryker, John Myers, Lisa Alaferis, Tyke Hendricks, and Beth Willen. The senior producer is Ingrid Becker. The executive editor of news is Holly Kernan. I'm Rachel Dornhelm. This is the California Report.
Support for the California Report comes from the California Endowment, working to achieve health and justice for all. Learn more at calendow.org. Eric and Wendy Schmidt, whose family foundation advances the wiser use of energy and natural resources on a planet where everything is connected. On the web at theschmidt.org. And Barracuda Networks, innovators of simple solutions to complex IT problems, such as balancing network traffic for improved performance. Barracuda.com.